Hey, I want to invite everyone to one of the most important events in Kansas City in the last 100 years. Kansas City is going to have a special celebration of Jesus and the Eucharist called Behold KC on Saturday, May 4th. 4 o'clock, there'll be music, 6 p.m., the Rosary, 6:30, Mass, 8 p.m., Eucharistic Adoration, all on the North Lawn at the World War I Memorial, right across from Union Station in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri. All you have to do is go to Behold KC to register. So let's have a huge showing of everyone who prays the Rosary together. And let's show Kansas City and the Midwest our love for Jesus in the Eucharist. Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we meditate on the eighth beatitude. Blessed are those who suffer for the sake of righteousness. Now, we've said that beatitude means happiness. So, how in the world could suffering make us happy? Well, here are two good reasons. First, suffering can be good for us because it can empty us of our pride, our self-reliance, and all of our vices, making room for our soul to be filled with God. And our suffering can increase our capacity to receive God. And those capacities are faith, hope, and love. Secondly, our suffering can help others. Jesus is inviting us to help him save souls, particularly by means of our suffering. All we need to do is accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and then offer it up to Jesus. Suffering can lead to beatitude if we suffer well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So as Catholics, we have this phrase, offer it up. But what does it mean to offer it up? And where does this come from in Scripture? Well, the first place it comes from is that Jesus said that we cannot be his disciples unless we take up our own cross and follow him. So we have to bear our cross if we want to be disciples of Jesus. But also, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, St. Paul wrote, "It makes me happy to suffer for you as I am suffering now, and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that still has to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church." If the suffering of Christ was sufficient to save the world, then why would Paul say he wants to make up all that still has to be undergone by Christ? Why is this? Because God is inviting us to participate in his work of redemption. And actually, God is inviting us to participate in everything about himself, his divine life, his being, and all of his work. God invites us to share in his being through baptism, by which we really participate in God's divine life as his sons and daughters. And then as his children, sharing in his life, he wants us to take part in his activity. And the most important work of God is saving souls. So Jesus is inviting us into the work of the Father, the work of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, of saving souls by doing what he did. And what did Jesus do? He accepted his cross and he offered it up. This idea of participation, that's where we get the phrase, offer it up. And it is at the heart of what it means to be Christian, to participate in God's divine being and all of his divine work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maybe the phrase from Scripture that gets at the heart of what it means to be Catholic is from the Apostle Peter in his letter where he says that God wants to make us partakers of the divine nature. God has enabled us to share in his being and action in a way that does not add to, subtract from, or compete with his being or action. Now, in the material realm, sharing means dividing up limited resources. So let's say we go out for pizza, and I invite my kids, their spouses, grandkids, and you'd be saying, wait a minute, you're subtracting from the pizza that I could get. Because if we split a pizza, the more you take, the less I'll be able to have. There's a competition. But sharing or participating in the spiritual realm isn't like that at all. If I go to a lecture about something, the professor will share his knowledge with me, but I won't be taking away or adding to or competing with any of his knowledge, will I? I'm sharing in his knowledge. My knowledge will depend on his, but his won't depend on mine. So I'm participating in his knowledge in a way that doesn't threaten his primacy or expertise. And what's true of this example of teaching and learning is true of all the various ways God wants us to participate in who he is and what he does. We get to share in it, but it certainly doesn't take anything away from him. It just gives us a great benefit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, what kinds of things can we offer up for other people? In the second apparition of the angel to the three little children of Fatima in the summer of 1916, the angel stated that the children had a mission from Jesus and Mary to help them save souls by two means, by prayer and sacrifice. But then little Lucy asked the angel, how are we to make sacrifices? And what the angel said was very insightful. I guess you would expect that from an angel. The angel said, make of everything you can a sacrifice and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and for the conversion of sinners. So there it is. We can make everything a sacrifice, a gift to be offered to God. Not just our suffering or crosses, but we should offer to God our prayer, our work, and our joy. A great way to do this is by what we traditionally call the morning offering, where you wake up in the morning and instead of saying, "Oh God," instead we say, "Oh God, I offer you my prayer, my work, my joy, my suffering of this day for the conversion of all sinners." Or maybe you offer it for specific people. Then every bit of prayer, work, joy, and suffering you do that day is offered to God as a gift. Now, I think the only way we revoke it during the day is when we start complaining. So as long as we don't start complaining, we're making the gift. And if you find yourself complaining, just stop and re-offer the gift. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the fifth station of the cross, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá writes, "Jesus is exhausted. His footsteps become more and more unsteady, and the soldiers are in a hurry to be finished. So when they are going out of the city through the judgment gate, they take hold of a man who is coming in from a farm, a man called Simon of Cyrene, and they force him to carry the cross." In the whole context of the Passion, this help does not add up to very much. But for Jesus, a smile, a word, a gesture, a little bit of love is enough for him to pour out his grace bountifully on the soul of this new friend, Simon. At times, the cross appears without our looking for it. And when it does, it is Christ who is seeking us out. Simon of Cyrene was one of the first who participated in the suffering of Jesus to save souls. But Simon, at first, was forced to help Jesus. We shouldn't need to be forced. we can choose freely to console the heart of Jesus by accepting our crosses for the love of Him and the love of souls, simply by accepting our duties, responsibilities, trials, difficulties, contradictions, sicknesses, by accepting our limitations, our failings, our defects, all for the love of Christ. And in this way, we console His heart. Jesus remains on the way of the cross. Won't you console His heart by helping Him carry His cross like Simon? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you have your share of the cross. You have to interact with me on a daily basis. But further from that, you've had rheumatoid arthritis since you were 2.5, and you still suffer from it quite a bit today.
It's not so bad.
But you certainly know about suffering. Why do we have such a hard time with suffering? Why do we have such a hard time accepting and offering it up? Why do you think?
I think partly expectation of what we think we're owed, the experience that we think we're owed. I used to get so angry in middle school whenever teachers said recess was a privilege, not a right, because, hey, I'm not sure that's true. I think you have to let kids out. You can't keep them locked inside. But I was frustrated by that because it felt unjust, you know, as a little kid. But what is a privilege and what is a right is a very hard thing for adults to understand, because you're not guaranteed your health. That's not the promise that God makes you. All the things that we do pray for, it's not how we want it to be answered that's guaranteed. But that's usually where we get most upset.
What promise does God make us?
At the very end, eternal life with him, if we choose it.
Yeah, that we will be like him forever.
Mm-hmm. And he does promise us happiness, not only in heaven, but here. But what happiness means is very different. Because
the Beatitudes,
we associate that as happiness is comfort. It's a freedom from pain. But pain isn't mutually exclusive to happiness, if that's the right way to phrase that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He doesn't promise us freedom from pain. He promises to make us like him forever. And in that process, suffering might be the most powerful, effective means to make us like him.
Yeah, because you have to think of it not as happy is the word, but if you rephrase it as good, it gives you an entirely different understanding of what it is to be like him and to be eternally happy, to be good, to be with him. Because things can be very good. The passion, no matter how it looks, was a good thing, but it was very painful. It's an experience that none of us would ever want to live, but it was good. And that's what he promises us.
Yeah, I could probably put it in better terms, but it really is, it's beyond comprehension what God is offering us. Hey, listen, you're a creature, you're human, you're infinitely beneath me. The only reason you exist is because I'm holding you in existence. All I would have to do is just stop thinking of you for a second, you would blink out of existence. I mean, just gone. But no, I'm actually going to let you be like me, God, forever. That's amazing. I mean, that amazing is such a stupid word. It's incomprehensible. Now, you guys have kind of jacked yourselves up by your own doing. And I have a way to still get you there. And it's going to involve a purification and an expansion. And that purification and that expansion is going to hurt a little bit. So now I'm going to let you make the choice. You want to be like me forever after you go through a little bit of this? Or would you just not? You're just going to settle for not? Well, of course I'm going to take it. But I forget. And in the moment, I get mad because I don't want to suffer.
And the incomprehensible nature is difficult for us humans because in moments, that state of not existing seems better to what is incomprehensible.
But the problem is now we don't even have the option of not existing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not one of the options.
No, but people desire it, is what I mean.
They desire
it. Because they fail to comprehend the goodness of existence.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here. We're not going away.
Yeah, that part doesn't change.
It's just what state are we going to exist in forever?
Mm-hmm.
But I forget in the moment what's at stake or what I'm being offered. Because I don't see the connection. I don't see the connection between what I'm suffering today and my eternal transformation in God. I don't see their relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't see the direct consequence of. All I see is, this is wrecking my day today. I had a really good day planned, and it's wrecking my day.
Yeah, or worse, you just think it's not worth it, which I think is the trouble of experiencing great suffering, is that it's hard to see how anything could be greater than it. But it should, if anything, reflect back to you a small sliver of that incomprehensible reality. If it can be so much greater than your pain, then it must be truly great.
Yeah, but I forget in the moment. So I guess that's why I need to continuously think about this. I need to meditate on it so that when the suffering hits, I don't forget it.
I think that is my very unique blessing when it comes to pain, is I have this innate habit of, if I am in pain, my only reprieve from it is waxing poetic, I should say. I can't not overthink about the meaning of pain whenever I'm in pain.
That's a blessing, because I just want to kick
things
and scream.
I am never forgetful when I am in pain. I am a little too aware, and that's part of the problem and the thrashing of it.
Yeah. The line from St. Paul, that this slight momentary affliction is preparing us to be able to carry a weight of glory. That our suffering, which will end, is preparing us to be like God forever. And if we'll offer it up to help make a boatload of other souls divine as well. I mean, that's what we're doing.
Mm. So what are they worth to you?
Yeah. God, help me not to forget these things in the moment. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.